I don't want anybody to ever be bored whenever they come to hear me sing or hear a choir of mine that I'm doing. I want them to walk away with an experience. And it may not be perfect, but you will be perfectly elevated and experienced. You will get a great experience by it.
William Henry Caldwell was professor of music at Central State University and now directs the Martin Luther King Jr. Community Chorus for the Cleveland Orchestra. I'm David Crean with Arts Focus.
I came from a region of the country called the Black Belt, so people like John Lewis, Congressman John Lewis, Coretta Scott King, and Ralph David Abernathy, we all came from that sector of the country, and I was educated in the state of Alabama at the predominantly a black college, Stillman College in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. After I completed my studies at Stillman, I ended up going to the University of Texas in Austin, where I completed a master's degree and then came to Central State in 1979. So when I got to Central State and told that I was going to be responsible for the Central State Choir also, I went, oh my goodness. So I had to rewrite my job description like in the first 2 or 3 weeks there. And I just relied on my experience and background from my undergraduate days, college days. Had an incredible choral teacher at Stillman College, the late Dr. James Arthur Williams, and he kind of made the mold for me to be the conductor at Central State University in terms of being what I am today, because I basically emulated, duplicated, and replicated what he did at Stillman.
Did you have much conducting experience when you...
None whatsoever. None of all of that was on-the-job training. Now, my voice teaching and so forth, I mean, that was very successful because, you know, when I got to Central State, I was still singing a lot. When they got a different administration at Central State that saw what I was doing as being excellent, and he wanted to use it as a tool and vehicle to help promote the institution, that's when my attention started focusing on being a choral director.
How did you initially become involved with the Cincinnati Pops?
Eric Kunzel, who was the late conductor of the Cincinnati Pops, he was presented with the task of finding the best black college choir in the country and finding the best white college choir in the country and putting them on the same stage at Music Hall. And somebody said, well, why are you looking all over the country? You just look up there at Wilberforce, there's Central State up there. And so he called me and wanted to know if he and his team could come up and sit in on a choir rehearsal. I said, sure, you know, and I had about 100 people in choir at the time. And he said, well, can we sit in? And I said, sure. I said, but I'm not going to change anything. I'm going to do like I would normally do in terms of my rehearsal. I'll introduce you later. He said, okay. But anyway, we had an incredible rehearsal. And afterwards, Eric Kunzel said, I want you to record. I said, okay, I'll be happy to do that. And so we recorded a CD with Cab Calloway and Maureen McGovern and Lou Rawls. And then we did some other recordings and so forth. And later on, I got this telegram saying, oh, we've just been nominated for a Grammy. Let's just hope we win. And that experience alone started my relationship with the Cincinnati Symphony, period. We did Porgy and Bess, you know, with Angela Brown. And then we did the opera Blue Monday. Mm-hmm. He came out with about 6 or 7 telock recordings. Mm-hmm. And then, lo and behold, later on, I get this call from the Cleveland Orchestra. And this was in 2003. I said, yes, how can I be of service? They said, well, the newly appointed conductor of the Cleveland Orchestra, Franz Welser-Most, just joined us in 2003, and he wants to conduct the Martin Luther King celebration concert with the Cleveland Orchestra. However, he wants to do more than just gospel music. And we heard that your choir was quite versatile and so forth, could do all periods and styles. I said, sure. We became the chorus in residence for the world-renowned Cleveland Orchestra.
That was still Central State.
Still Central State. I've been doing it ever since. And it's getting bigger. It's on public radio and public TV now and so forth. So we're having a great time.
Who comprises the membership of that choir?
That group is made up of individuals from all over the greater Cleveland area, people from various sectors of the community, black, white, Hispanic, what have you, Asian. Well, almost 200 people sometimes. And we knock it out of the ballpark in 2 intense weekends. And the interesting thing with the community group, you can't get too serious. You have to have moments where you have fun and laugh and so forth and let them be themselves and praise the Lord. The average age in that group is about 65. And there are people who are like in their 90s. Some of those who are in their 90s aren't making a fantastic musical contribution, but they are making an incredible spiritual one.
Can you speak a little bit about your involvement with First Baptist here in downtown Dayton?
The pastor at First Baptist Church heard me sing with the Boxerside of Dayton. And he walks up to me after this concert and he said, "You are going to be the next choir director at First Baptist Church." And I'm looking over my shoulder, "You pointing to me?" He said, "Yes." He said, "You are." And he said, "We want you at First Baptist. It's a great place to play organ and so forth. It's a great place to sing. It's a great place to worship."
Do you ever anticipate retiring?
Well, no, I don't, because, and I'm telling anybody that enjoys doing what they're doing, because you're not working, you're just, you know, enjoying doing what you're doing. When you don't do anything, you know, your body tightens up, you know, you don't want to move and all that stuff. But so I like energy, and I want to keep that going.
William Henry Caldwell was formerly professor of music at Central State University. He now directs the Martin Luther King Jr. Community Chorus for the Cleveland Orchestra. I'm David Crean. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.